You're listening to SBS News.
Talks in Austria involve Britain, France, Germany, Russia and China, who were all parties to the original nuclear deal called the JCPOA, which granted Iran sanctions relief in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. The deal fell apart after then-President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018 and imposed sweeping sanctions on Iran. Iran's crude exports plummeted and international oil companies scrapped deals with Tehran, weakening its economy. Iran has steadily abandoned all the accord's limits since the U.S. withdrawal from the deal and refuses to talk directly to the U.S. envoy. Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, says the sanctions need to go.
One of the topics on the agenda of the ongoing nuclear talks is the guarantee and verification of sanctions removal. The most important thing for us is that issues discussed in the negotiations should take us to a point where Iran's oil is being sold easily without any barriers, and its money arrives in Iran's bank accounts in the form of foreign currencies. We should be able to enjoy full economic concessions that have been defined under the nuclear deal.
The new conservative administration of Iran's president, Ebrahim Raisi, has repeatedly demanded the removal of all economic sanctions before Iran reins in its nuclear advances. Saeed Khatibzadeh, a spokesman for the Iranian Foreign Ministry, says they are negotiating indirectly with the United States by exchanging documents through European Union diplomats.
What is important to us is to realize the interests of Iranians within the framework of our strategy and principles. In Vienna, we are informally and indirectly exchanging texts with the United States based on the same framework. Texts are being received informally, without any logos and covers, through the coordinator for the Joint Commission, Mr. Mora, and we do the same. We present our views in writing, and the dialogue is going on in Vienna in an indirect way.
Iran insists that its nuclear program is peaceful, but the country's significant nuclear steps have alarmed regional rivals and world powers. Diplomats have warned that time is running out to restore the deal, as Iran maintains a hard line in putting the onus on the U.S. to lift sanctions. Enrique Mora is the European Union diplomat chairing the nuclear talks.
Bring the JCPOA back to life means, again, JCPOA means sanctions lifting from the United States and nuclear commitments from Iran. And this is what we are working. Any other speculation on other possibilities is not something that is now here on the table. Here on the table, the only thing we have is how to negotiate a text that will include practical steps from Iran and from the United States to go back to full compliance.
He says time is of the essence.
There is a sense of urgency in all delegations that this negotiation has to be finished in a relative reasonable period of time. Again, I wouldn't put limits, but we are talking about weeks, not about months.
Iran is currently enriching uranium to 60% purity, a short technical step from weapons-grade levels, using even more advanced centrifuges, which are also barred by the original deal. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.